We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020 News Radio, KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. If you're missing some of the headlines, well, you have Pitt going to the Peach Bowl because of their big ACC championship game. That's pretty awesome. You had to be excited to be there on Saturday night, Larry.
And it started Friday morning. We left with the team. It was 36 here. Dark and dreary. When we landed in Charlotte, Kevin, there was not a cloud in the sky. It was 76 and sunny. Getting off the bus was like a scene from Night of the Living Dead. We looked like we were stunned to be there, and it ended up being a great night, well attended by Pitt fans in Bank of America Stadium, which is where the Carolina Panthers play, owned by Pittsburgher billionaire David Tepper, which was, you know, there's always a Pittsburgh connection.
So Kenny Pickett did that fake slide. That was an amazing feat. Should that be outlawed? He could have gotten somebody hurt, Larry. That's what I heard about all day yesterday on talk radio.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
what,
sure.
Are you kidding me? That's all people got to talk about? But hey, just as a sidebar, I showed you and showed some people this video with a GoPro cam in the broadcast booth with Bill Hillgrove. You see his son Bill is a spotter, his grandson spotting on the other side. Then there's former Pitt quarterback Pat Bostic, who does a phenomenal job at color analyst. And those guys, you got to see this if you haven't seen it.
At KK Larry.
Yeah, just let me share just the audio for a sec.
Third down and five. Kenny's in trouble. He's going to run. He's going to get the first down. 50, 45. He wanted to slide. He's at the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25, the 20, 15, 10. Pickett, touchdown, 58-yard run. And the Panthers are on the board first.
He tried to slide, and then he stopped. I saw the sand kick up, and then he just hit the Jets, Billy, and took it to the house.
They're calling
great
it the
call.
Pickett slide.
But the video from the booth is phenomenal. Also, today, former Congresswoman Melissa Hart telling the Philadelphia Inquirer she's thinking about running and bringing common sense to Harrisburg. She wants to be the governor of Pennsylvania. She'll officially announce after the new year. She just joined us an hour ago. You can go online, Odyssey app, and check that out, kdkradio.com. And then there was something in the sky Saturday night. A lot of people freaked out, didn't know what it was. It was UFOs, wasn't it, Larry? No, it was stuff from a SpaceX launch. SpaceX launched late last week. A slew of 48 satellites were released. These little satellites all were clumped together as they were breaking apart. They're going to spread broadband around the world. So that's what you saw in the skies over southwestern Pennsylvania on Saturday night, was this array of satellites being released by the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. So another big news, former Senator Bob Dole passed away at age 98.
And he had made three runs for president, served our country in World War II, was wounded, and received the Purple Heart. Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Doug Saltzman, our political analyst friend, who has more on the late senator. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin. Yeah, it's a sad time for America. Bob Dole was a true patriot, a war hero. Came across as a gruff, funny guy, but Larry Sabato's right. I've had conversations with Bob Dole over the years. He'd make you laugh out loud at the oddest moments. And he came from a very small town, Russell, Kansas, which managed somehow, even though there were only 5,000 people there, to crank out two U.S. senators. And the other one was my former boss, Arlen Specter. These guys knew each other growing up in Russell, Kansas, and used to kid with each other that neither one of them could get could become an Eagle Scout because they weren't able to pass the swimming test because there was no swimming pool in Russell, Kansas. So they used to talk about stuff like that. Well, what are the chances these two guys know each other and they become U.S. senators decades later?
That's pretty amazing. And he passed away Saturday night, age 98. What a brilliant career as a statesman and also as a soldier. He took machine gun fire in Italy, lost complete use of his right arm and feeling in his left arm. And he used that for good to help the disabled here in the United States.
It was amazing the impact he had at a time when, I mean, he was tough as nails on the Senate floor, fighting for what he believed in, but similar to Reagan and Tip O'Neill, after 5 o'clock, you know, they weren't enemies anymore. They talked about Reagan and O'Neill having beers together, and Dole was like that too. You fought hard for what you wanted, but they followed the Tom Hagen rule from the Godfather movie. It's just business. It's not personal. And too many politicians, I think, these days take everything personally when they lose a vote or things don't go their way. Bob Dole took it professionally. I don't think he took it personally. Although at times he was a cantankerous old guy. He was a tough guy.
Well, and sure. I think people these days, you know, the divided states of America, we saw that in the last presidential election where it's pretty split down the middle. I think there's some room for appreciating someone like a Bob Dole who served this country as a veteran and a wounded veteran at that. That supersedes a lot of things for me in terms of respect. You can disagree on some issues, but I think it's okay to have respect for each other. It doesn't always have to be one thing or the other. People can have a civil conversation while still disagreeing.
Yeah, I agree with that. A funny story, I'll tell it quickly. Bob Dole came to a fundraiser for Arlen Specter at the Duquesne Club in downtown Pittsburgh. Ralph Iannotti showed up to interview both of them, but the videographer was in jeans, couldn't get into the club. So they both came out to the sidewalk. They interviewed Dole. That interview was done. I'm chatting with Senator Dole, and Iannotti's interviewing Specter. All of a sudden, a car of teenagers pulled up. They recognized Dole. And the only way they could know who Bob Dole was because of the Pepsi commercial he did with Britney Spears. They start yelling, Bob Dole. Bob Dole's over there high-fiving him. The videographer, of course, has to take in this and turns away from the Specter interview. Specter jokingly says, hey, Dole, you're stealing my limelight here. Come on, what's going on? But these kids are yelling Bob Dole, and that's the only way they could have known who Bob Dole was, is that they recognized, remember that commercial he did with Britney Spears for Pepsi years ago. But that was sort of the Bob Dole people didn't know, that he was actually a friendly guy. Loved to tell him jokes.
Well, I appreciate you jumping on with us, Doug. Thank you.
You're welcome, guys. Thanks for having me on. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Doug.
Political analyst Doug Saltzman, who did work for the late Senator Arlen Specter of our state. And
amazing. They both came from Russell, Kansas.
Yeah. We used to have Specter on all the time, you know, back in the day. And Bob Dole, I consider an American hero for what he did.
Absolutely.
For this country. It's 8:32. No, it's 8:23. Do you see what I did right there?
I did. That would mean I'm done with the news.
I flipped the time. Is it Monday? From the Brewer Airport Toyota News Desk, Paul Rasmussen.
Will the U.S. go with a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics? We'll have the details at 8:30 on the Live and Local News Leader in Pittsburgh, News Radio KDKA.
And we've been doing an informal poll question. Real or artificial tree? Mm-hmm. What do you go for?
Artificial.
Yeah.
Real.
You want a real, but you don't have it, faux real.
I'm going to try and get one. I'm going to find one.
Good
I got
luck.
A hacksaw in the
we
car.
We didn't ask our producer, Rob Grainer. I'm going to guess. What do you think?
He's real.
He is
straight up real.
Two dogs and a fiance. I'm straight up real? I don't think so. Rob, are you artificial or real? He's not. He's on the phone. He's working, Kevin. He's working.
He's sitting there talking on the telephone.
No, but he's talking to high-level people.
Oh, he's booking guests.
I think he's making a bet for Monday Night Football.
How about the Steelers having to play Thursday night in Minnesota?
I had forgotten.
Yeah.
So you mentioned it this morning.
Yeah, and then they'll be home. They have the Tennessee Titans at 1 o'clock next Sunday, the 12th. That, you know, then they got it Monday Night Football. Their last home game is against the Browns at Heinz Field.
Going back to the Vikings.
Yeah.
If Minnesota lost to the Lions and the Steelers tied the Lions, what would be the expected outcome?
Now you're asking me hard math questions. I don't know. But by the way, since Cincinnati lost, Steelers are very much right in the mix of things. They're two games behind the Ravens, one behind Cincinnati. They play the Ravens again, so they keep winning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Talked themselves back in the conversation after it looked like too many all was lost last week, you naysayers in Cincinnati. It ain't over, Kevin, till it's over. You're one of those guys, I would imagine, that sits there watching a game with a beer going, this is terrible. This team is, you know.
I got that foam brick I throw at the TV.
You invented it. It's 8:38. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
Good morning. I'm Kevin Battle and Marty. We were talking about real fake trees. I went out yesterday to find a real tree. Yeah. And you know, base price for that entry-level model, you know, the one without the nice rims and the nice paint job and all that stuff. Yeah. Base price was $70, and then it went up from there. So you wanted a decent tree. It was like, you're like in $100.
Do you have people that put up your decorations?
We do.
You do a real tree or fake tree?
No, man, real. Ooh. Always.
I got it.
You've been to his house, though. I'm not allowed in.
No, I was.
He's been there several times.
I was welcomed to the back of the house. In the garage area.
Well, that's true, too.
And it's funny because Marty, true. We were celebrating Marty's, you know, ringing the bell, cancer-free.
Cancer.
And it was a great barbecue setup. And I thought it was interesting. There was a sign that no one was allowed in the house.
Well,
we're outside. And then when I went, and the first person I met in Marty's garage was a Secret Service agent.
That's true, too. So I can't argue about any of that stuff.
It's really not a garage, is it? I mean, it's a large area.
Only by definition.
You know what's interesting, though, about that party, and we won't spend much time on it. I was so sick at the time. I had all that food, right, Larry? I couldn't eat, and I couldn't drink anything the whole night. I was so sick. But having all those folks there, it's a miracle in our lives. Hey, I got to mention Larry for a second, because, first of all, Larry, the adrenaline for you, man, to be at Pitt, to see them, I mean, this has to be something pretty intense for you. To see them come back, like, they're legit now. First time since, Larry, is it 40 years?
40 years.
Since Dan was there.
Correct.
And didn't you talk to him Saturday?
And Dan was there.
Yeah, I saw him.
And you talk about the stars lining up, because they had invited him to be the representative for Pitt in front of the ACC. So every school had an alumni, and he was asked before anybody knew they would be in the championship game or Kenny Pickett would break his records.
It's cool, man.
On that night with Dan in attendance, he broke Dan's biggest record, which is the number of touchdowns you throw, because that's the one that...
Wasn't Pickett there an extra year, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was.
I should put an asterisk beside that. I hate saying that word.
But Dan was very gracious, and Kenny, and I met his parents, are really cool.
You know, I was on the same team as Dan. You know, anybody else?
in Central Catholic.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I just didn't want all the noise surrounding me. I had a better arm. Ask him. Let's call him. I just had no interest in the money and the taxes and the million-dollar homes in Miami. $10 million, I'm sorry. Blah, blah, blah. I just decided that I'd rather be a loser. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad it's worked
out. I fit right into that.
You don't have the knee problems. You know,
that's actually true.
But for Pitt to win the ACC championship on a national stage, it was pretty
special. And then Larry, come on, man. So then I'm listening. So first of all, you crushed it that night. Then I'm listening to you yesterday. Talk about highs and lows. Larry, that game.
It was.
The drunks. First of all, we were headed out to this unbelievable moment where we had Santa Claus at my little friend JC's house. And we saw folks were rocking it out. In other words, getting hammered at about noon. That's what time we drove past. Game starts at, what was it, Larry? 4:30?
Where did you drive
You know, all those
by?
Parking lots.
Oh, you were on the North Shore?
Yeah, yeah. We were headed out towards, Westmoreland County.
It's up on the bridge, Duquesne Bridge. See them all.
And out 28. And they're getting hammered. So they're getting hammered at noon, Larry. Game starts at 4:30. Larry, by 7 at night, it's like, huh? Who? Go Pirates. Who the hell? Larry, Kevin, help me with some stupid math. Because I think that's, who the hell gets hammered to pay $200 to watch something they don't remember? And then gets in a fight and gets arrested and banned for life from the stadium.
What are you talking? That's such a small percentage.
My buddy was there last night. Nine people in his section were arrested for doing just what I said.
Nine.
Now, I'm not saying that everybody there is hammered. I'm saying for the blackout morons who do that, why the hell do they do that?
Get caught up in a moment, brother.
A moment? Drinking for 4 hours is not a moment.
Oh, it was drinking for way more than four
hours.
That's
check me into rehab moment.
And Kevin captured the fan base that watches and goes, why am I even watching this? You
turn the TV off.
I did.
Turn it back
on. I did
this. Throw the foam brick at the thing.
I actually posted on Twitter. I'll admit it. I jumped way off the bandwagon. And I actually was watching the replay of the Pitt game because at least I knew they were going to score and win. That's the truth. Larry, let me ask you a question. At the end of the game, when they were that loud, the fans, the two-point play, is that about playoff-level noise?
100%.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Especially with, keep in mind, the Ravens were the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
So it's like a double. And when we play the Ravens, it doesn't matter. Playoffs, whatever, it's intense. And the fans came, and to their credit, they stayed.
They did.
To the bitter
They
end.
Threw up in the stands. They didn't wait till they got out in the parking lot yesterday, which I thought was commendable there.
Come on, man.
Hey, let's get serious here for a minute, because I got to get into this right off the top. Gentlemen, man, have you read through the evidence so far in the shooting in Michigan?
Yes.
Does it just... You don't know whether to punch a wall,
cry. Why did the parents get arrested? Some people are asking, what did the parents do or not do?
They enabled their son to have a gun that they bought him for his birthday, and they laid it out around the house and used that gun to kill a bunch of people.
Yeah, and the two things that they brought up about his behavior at school was, one, he was looking for ammunition on a cell phone during school, and the other was...
Hold on. Stop there, because this is so poignant, what he's saying. So, Larry, mommy hears this, okay? Mommy texts him, LOL, you're not in trouble. You got to learn how not to get caught. When he was ordering ammunition online at school, mommy dearest says that.
Did you say the pictures of these two, the parents?
Yeah.
And then they put the picture of the kid in the middle, and it's like...
Whoa, how about the kid, a teacher sees him, please help me. Please stop this. He's drawing a picture of pointing a gun and shooting people. Mm-hmm. He goes into the superintendent's office, and he says, I was making a video game.
Yes, he wants to be a videographer, make video games.
They let him back in class.
He was drawing a scene from the video game. They said, take him home for the day. The parents said, no, absolutely not. He went back to class. They went back to work.
I mean, I'll tell you what. This is a fact. Call me a helicopter parent all the hell you want, man. We have an app on our phone. When our daughter went to the Mount Lebanon game, on the playoff game, you know, she went to Altoona.
Right.
We have an app where we can follow where she's at. how fast she's driving. We have an app that shows us all of her social media. This is all of our kids. To hell with you if you think that I don't have the right to know what my daughter's doing. Do I think she's a bad kid? No, man.
Well, your oldest daughter is 17.
17.
Well, in a year, she'll tell you guys, forget about it.
Well, they start to check out from us. By the way,
that's,
I think it's God's will.
But that's kind of a natural.
It's Darwinism. And it's
right? Always happened.
It's the DNA of God wanting us, of nature wanting us to be able to take care of ourselves on our own.
And to get to leave the nest.
But when do we stop giving a damn? And then the schools, they can't win, right? Pittsburgh Public Schools, parents are going nuts because they don't want kids disciplined at all, right? Remember this, Larry? School board member says, stop, no more discipline. Yet you have other people saying, you better start disciplining. And that's why kids are getting shot or failing or dying. It's a tough, tough scenario. Right
coming
off the top.
Up, Marty Griffin. Thanks, Marty.
All right, boys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.